Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Maxi, last night I caught some of the Michigan-Wisconsin game, and it was a 3-point difference toward the end of the second half, and Michigan went on something I don't know if I've ever seen it before, a 43-6 run.
Yeah,
they ended up winning the game, but I guess my point is the Gophers play them Saturday. And I didn't know how good Michigan was, but last night they looked like the best team I've seen play anywhere all year by far.
It was just an absolute clinic that they put on last night against a good Wisconsin team. And they separated themselves. And, I mean, it was from the inside, from the outside. It was off the break. It was forcing things defensively. You know, I thought Wisconsin's guards were really impressive against the Gophers a couple weeks ago when they beat the Gophers.
Yes.
And they took them apart. It didn't matter who was in the game. And they were a step ahead on everything and were up by 40 at one time. And then, you know, at the end, they just kind of cut it back and let, you know, Wisconsin made some shots to make it 21-point, whatever it was. But it was at one point a 40-point difference, to your point. And they looked so much better than anybody that we've seen in the Big Ten. The Big Ten's a good conference. And you're right, they took the Gophers apart in Michigan. Now they come here on Saturday. And that's going to be formidable because they are so confident. And Juwan Howard's got them playing, having so much fun, it looks like. I mean, there's just joy in the way that they play the game. And, somewhat like an NBA team, the way that they attack you and go at it, but they just look like offensively they've just got great freedom. And Terry Kunze on with me last night, who's as well-versed a basketball guy as there is in the state, and he still likes Iowa to win the Big Ten, but he was watching that Michigan game as well, and he said that's a level we've never seen this year, what they played last night. But they played that a lot of this year. That wasn't just last night. They are just really good.
Timberwolves tonight here on CCO Radio and streaming as well, Maxie, at 7. Tyus Jones comes to town on the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that for a little fun fact? The third straight opponent that the Timberwolves will face that has an Apple Valley High School kid on the team. That's pretty good. Gary Trent Jr. at Portland, and they came home and played. Trey Jones didn't play, but he plays for San Antonio, and now Tyus Jones, of course, signed that 3-year, $27 million deal with Memphis and helped them win a game. He had a good game the other night in the second half and helped them win a game the other night to bringing them in here. So they play them two games. Now, they already played them twice during the preseason, too, and those were amplified a little bit because they had so few preseason games. So you saw more starters, so the scouting report should be there. You know a lot about this team coming in. The Wolves, as of yesterday, Karl Anthony Towns was questionable. With his wrist, of course, he sat out on Sunday after playing Saturday, and I really don't know how they're going to manage that, if there's a plan or if it's just based on if it's sore on game day or what it is. But the difference between having him and not having him is so night and day that you really can't begin to ascertain any thoughts or projections on a game until you see if he's in the lineup or not.
Elsewhere, Maxie, tomorrow, I mean, NHL season gets underway today, and then the Wild play, is it tomorrow night they play out in L.A.?
Tomorrow night in Los Angeles, yeah. Yeah, and they signed Marcus Foligno yesterday to a 3-year, $9-point-some-million-dollar extension, and he's, It's terrible to even say, but I mean, 3 years and $9.7 million doesn't even get you in the headlines. You know, that's the back page story because of professional sports. Even during COVID, they've got that kind of money. So, you know, the thing that they have to calculate right now as they decide to sign and who they want, and Foligno won't affect it that much. But, you know, your salary cap's going to go down if you don't have people in the seats and you play a 56-game schedule instead of 82, so you're going to lose money, and the salary cap number will go down, and all these general managers have got to start managing for that for next year, or you could really get caught short.
Boy, no kidding. Any news out of the Viking camp at all? We had a little dust up between
Nothing
Griffin.
I've heard. They have so last week they did all their evaluations, all the coaches do and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, they got to find a special teams coach, that's it. That's not. You know, that's not a major undertaking. They don't have the same, you know, this is usually when you get ready for the college all-star games and you go down and scout the Senior Bowl and whatnot, and you also hire coaches, things like that. So obviously they won't be able to do that this year. There is none of that. So their focus now is on, against salary cap a little bit, but figuring out who it is that they want, who's on the wish list, and how they can upgrade a couple of positions.
Hey, Max, you come back in an hour, will you? I want to talk a little bit about the start of high school sports as well.
You got it. Thanks, Dave.
Mike Max, catch him on Channel 4, of course, WCCO Television nightly here at 6:30 on WCCO Radio with Sports to the Max. Coming up next, we'll check your weather with Paul Douglas here on WCCO's Morning News.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.